this? Something newer? Something not old? Have I gone mad? Queens of the Stone Age had already set down a great marker in the year 2000 with Rated R. But in 2002, out it came, Songs for the Deaf, Queens of the Stone Age. This is the epiphany of Queens of the Stone Age. It was an album that really recognized music and genre, and it did sound a little bit different, not like all the other stuff, which is why it is one of the world's best rock albums. The big hit from the album is No One Knows. It was played globally across every radio station when it came out and did big things for the boys, and it really set them apart at the time. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age actually said in an interview that he didn't want to call it Queens of the Stone Age. It came about by accident. He liked the idea of Kings, but it kind of didn't gel with other things going on at the time, and they didn't want to be sued. Thankfully, they changed it to Queens of the Stone Age. Actually, the first name of Queens of the Stone Age was Gamma Ray. I'm glad they changed that too. Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age actually started playing guitar at the age of 9 when his parents wouldn't let him have a drum kit, thankfully. You wouldn't think that a band like Queens of the Stone Age would have inspiration from anything that we might have heard of. Well, you'd be wrong. Josh Homme was inspired heavily from Carl Perkins. Carl Perkins, of course, wrote the song for Elvis Presley, Blue Suede Shoes, plus many other hits, of course, he had on his own and for others, including the Beatles. But yes, inspired so much, realizing, hang on a minute, you mean I can write music and have some fun and not be that identifiable? I like this idea. Tidbit time. Queens of the Stone Age were playing a gig at a rehabilitation center in 2007. When they thought it would be funny, a feel-good moment to play one of their songs called Feel Good Hit of Summer. Feel Good Hit of Summer is a song based about taking all different kinds of drugs and whatnot, and didn't really fit in with the rehabilitation center's idea of, you know, doing the right thing. So they kicked them out, forcibly removed, unplugged them, said goodbye. It's a moment. Actually, when they were recording the Feel Good Hit of Summer, which of course has nothing really to do with this album, but when they were recording it, Rob Halford from Judas Priest was next door in another studio, came in, listened to it, went, a rock and roll cocktail. I know this one. Constantly in a little bit of turmoil, backwards and forwards, coming back together again after splitting up, trying to get a few gigs underway, trying to do some rock concerts and trying to get a fold on. Has been, you know, a decade in the making or two. But in short, I mean, this band has been going, as a band, this band has been going for almost 20 years. I mean, Josh started his first band when he was 12. I mean, the guy's been playing guitar and singing for most of his life. It's all he knows. But he also knows how to write good music. And on this particular album, Queens of the Stone Age, without a doubt, it's one of the best rock albums of all time. Check it out. Put it in your library, get your phone, you won't regret it. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. Don't forget to clip the bottom of the coupon at the bottom of this particular page off so you can save 10 cents on the next episode. Until next time.